From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, August 1st. In Butte County, owners of short-term vacation rentals like Airbnbs and Vrbo's will soon pay a fee that hotels and motels do. This week, the Board of Supervisors approved raising what's called an assessment fee that helps fund tourism. It will now be 2.5% by September and will increase to 3% next year. NSPR's Eric Adams says many hotel and short-term vacation rental owners supported the change.
The increase makes short-term vacation rental owners pay the same assessment fee that traditional hotels and motels pay, and it was an increase many operators and hotel managers came to support. That's because they think it will help their business. An assessment fee is what owners pay to fund tourism advocacy. Explore Butte County, which requested the increase, uses the funds to try to boost the number of people who come and visit Butte County.
Explore Butte County brought the topic to the board in May. This week's meeting comes after a mandatory protest period that gave businesses the chance to challenge the modification. In other news, KIXE has been hit hard by federal funding cuts. NSPR's Ken Duvall takes a deeper look at what that means for the Reading-based public television station.
KIXE has served the North State since 1964, but can it survive a 40% reduction in its budget going forward? That's how much it lost when Congress rescinded all funding for PBS and NPR earlier this month. General Manager Rob Keenan told Shasta Scout that the station can manage the lost revenue this year by dipping into reserves, but it's unclear what next year looks like. President Donald Trump issued an executive order in May calling for defunding public TV and radio, which he believes is biased. North State Congressman Doug LaMalfa has been a longtime critic and supported the cuts. KIXE is among the top 30 public broadcasting stations in the country most dependent on federal support. The cuts amount to approximately $800,000 over 2 years. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And Plumas County will soon have a new sheriff. NSPR's Eric Adams reports the Board of Supervisors might make a decision next week.
The decision could be made on Tuesday. That's the board's next general meeting, and appointing the next head of Plumas County Law Enforcement is on the agenda. Former Sheriff Todd Johns retired from his position this week. Johns was appointed to the role in 2020, shortly before the pandemic began. He then led his office through the Dixie Fire in 2021 and the Park Fire in 2024. Until the Board of Supervisors makes a decision, the county's undersheriff, Chad Herman, is filling the role. And according to reporting by the Plumas Sun, he'll likely be chosen as the permanent replacement. While several supervisors expressed support for Herman at the last meeting, no formal motion was made and the board did not vote. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Also, parents of a man who was shot and killed in Reading by sheriff deputies have filed a lawsuit against Shasta County. The suit claims the man's rights were violated when he was shot in January. William and Shirley Littlefield also filed a claim against the county for damages, but the motion was rejected. According to the Reading Record Searchlight, the Littlefields claim their son, 52-year-old William Clark Littlefield, had started new medication that caused psychosis around the time of the shooting. His parents feared for his safety and called for help after he began cutting himself. The sheriff's office says their son forced a violent confrontation, but the Littlefields say he did not. They also say deputies did not attempt to use non-lethal force. The county and sheriff's office have denied most of those claims. The shooting is being investigated as an officer-involved incident by the county's district attorney's office. Additionally, a bill advancing in the California legislature would make it easier for people who qualify for hospital financial assistance programs to get support. If the bill passes, some people would automatically be eligible for hospital financial assistance. That includes unhoused people and people who are already on safety net programs like food stamps. Hospitals would also have to screen certain patients, including those on Covered California, for financial support eligibility before sending them a bill. The earliest the law could be enacted is July 2027. Around 4 in 10 Californians are carrying medical debt, according to the California Healthcare Foundation. And the Yuba County Library's C Street building closed in October for renovations and may reopen in the first few months of 2026. The work is the first significant improvement to the building in 50 years and officially began in November. The library's temporary location remains open at the Yuba County Government Center. A $6 million California State Library grant is funding the project. And finally, Yuba College has received a new grant to grow its career programs for wildland firefighting and forest management. School officials announced this week the college's career technical education programs have been awarded $300,000. The money will help Yuba College develop new courses and increase enrollment in basic wildland fire training, watershed courses, and the Forest Management Resilience Certificate program. The grant will also support outreach to attract new students, especially those from underrepresented groups, and help build or expand partnerships with other colleges, employers, and agencies such as Cal Fire. And those were your headlines for Friday, August 1st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.